Hello, everyone. This is Steve Martin, and welcome to Stars on Tap. Today is September the 24th, 2014. Our guest today is director and producer of an upcoming film called Fragile Storm. This is Dawn Fields. She is hosting the iconic actor Lawrence Henriksen in this new movie, and we're going to find out what Dawn's got on her mind and how this thing's going to play out. Welcome, Dawn.
Hi, Steve. Thank you. I'm glad to be here. Thank you so much.
Well, I'm glad to have you. It's a change from what I've been doing, and enjoy change every now and then. So let's get right to this thing. How did you get your start in producing films, and what led you to this most important film, Fragile Storm?
Well, I started in the early 1990s in Atlanta, where I was born and raised, working on all the big budget films that were coming through the South at the time. And I started as a production assistant and kind of worked my way up. And one of the first shows that I was on, actually, let me back up. The first show I ever did, I was an extra on, because initially I thought I wanted to be an actress. And so I got an extra part on a big film. It was called Love Potion Number 9 with Sandra Bullock, which was filming in Atlanta in the early 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And I went on set as an extra, and I saw a production assistant running around. I'm like, wow, your job looks really fun. Like, how did you get your job? And he's like, well, it's who you know. And so I turned to him and I said, well, I know you. And he got me my first job.
Awesome.
And it just all kind of started from there. So I started working, you know, kind of the ground level, working my way up as a production assistant, and then as an assistant director, and then a production coordinator, production manager, and then I started producing. And I got a lot of experience in Atlanta doing that. And then in 2000, I decided to really take this seriously as a career, and so I moved out to Los Angeles, which was where I've been ever since.
Well, you about have to be out there to be in there, huh?
You don't have to be these days. I mean, Atlanta actually has a really booming film business right now.
Really?
It was too busy in the 90s. It died down for a while, and then it really came back in the last several years, and now it's like one of the top production hubs in the country. But, I mean, if you want to work consistently full-time, it helps to be in a production hub area, and that could be Los Angeles, New York, Chicago, Louisiana, Atlanta, or Georgia, I should say. All of those are considered like the top production hubs in the country, and you can pretty much be based out at any of those places and work consistently. But if you want to work on crew, you're either going to work someplace where there's a lot of production, or you're going to travel all the time. But the advantage to being in Los Angeles is that's where you can make those connections, and, you know, the old saying is very true, you know, it is who you know. And most of your jobs you get by referrals, and you work with somebody on one show, and they really love you, and they bring you on their next show, and that's kind of how you keep it going.
Well, you know, that's kind of the way it is with a lot of things, I would imagine. It's just, you know, it's who you know and who you please and what they're looking for, and as long as you fit the bill.
Absolutely. I mean, you know? All things being equal, if you take three people who are all equally as talented, you're going to pick the one that you like working with. You know, so it comes down to personalities and you know, likability, and, you know, you just have to find a way. It's a stressful job. It's a lot of work. There's a lot of egos, a lot of agendas. Sometimes there's millions and millions of dollars on the line. It can get really, really stressful. So we all want to be on set with someone who is kind of even-tempered and is smart and has good ideas and can help figure things out, and somebody who doesn't fold under pressure.
Yeah, I would imagine that's probably more true than I would ever realize, since I work.
These are all qualities someone should have if they're looking to get into the film business.
Okay, all right. I was wondering why you went from producing to directing.
Well, that actually ties into the film I'm doing now, which is called Fragile Storm, and it's starring Lance Henriksen, who a lot of people will remember from Aliens. He played Bishop, the android in Aliens. He also starred in Chris Carter's Millennium TV show more recently. Lance is he's like a Hollywood legend. He's such a wonderful actor. And we tried to do this film a couple years ago with me as producer, and I just couldn't find the right director. We'd bring somebody in, and they wouldn't share my same vision, or they would go off in a different direction that none of us agreed with, that didn't feel organic to us. And so my team finally said one day, well, why don't you just direct it? And I'm like, oh, man, I haven't directed in 20 years, but because I've been mostly focusing on producing and production. And I'm like, okay, I'm like, but you guys have to understand, you know, I need a really strong DP, which is director of photography or cinematographer, and I need a really strong art department. Basically, I need a really strong support staff around me because I'm not that experienced as a director.
Mm-hmm.
And it's taken me, you know, like a year and a half to really pull that dream team together, and now here we are. And I've taken the last year to produce a couple of other smaller shorts to get prepared as a director and kind of get my learning curve out of the way. And so now I'm more prepared than ever and more eager than ever to produce this movie, which is about Alzheimer's.
Well, I think everybody needs to be more aware of that.
They really do. I mean, the statistics are staggering right now, and it keeps growing exponentially because they haven't found a cure, they haven't even really found a deterrent, and they haven't really even found a cause. So it's really kind of an epidemic of types that no real progress is being made on as of right now, and it's just affecting more and more people every day.
Oh, it is. It absolutely is. I mean, you know, I work in a hospital. Everybody that listens to this show knows that, and I'm not going to go through all that. But it's a thing that tears a family apart. It's degrading for the patient. It's not a lifestyle that any of us would choose to end our life with. And the more awareness I think that people have of Alzheimer's, will help maybe bring about more research and that sort of stuff, medicines that can retard the growth of this awful disease, or even, you know, find a gene or something that's associated with that and work with it that way. But you know, the more people that are involved and the more people with money that can put forward their money to bring this to light and bring about a cure, or at least some sort of medicine to retard it and bring it back down a little bit and bring some dignity back to life.
Well, yeah, and you know, a lot of the Alzheimer's movies that we're used to seeing or have seen up to this point have been, you know, kind of from the perspective of, you know, the person with the disease and you know, sometimes it's these cute, isn't it funny, grandma doesn't remember our name, or grandpa doesn't know where his keys are, or, you know, it's just kind of funny, oh, he's told us that story 1,000 times and doesn't remember, and a lot of the movies are kind of like that, and what we've done with this film is we've just really gone into just kind of the brutal, horrific truth of the whole thing, and our movie is told from the perspective of the caregiver, although you're not initially aware of that, and it really just is a movie about how violent this disease can be between the two people who are struggling with it, who are typically an older couple, a lot of them isolated, their kids have grown up, kind of left them on their own, and they're kind of left to their own devices trying to figure out how to cope with this.
Exactly.
And in our film, it gets very violent, it gets very real, and it becomes literally a life or death situation.
They're just capable of anything. I mean, violence and hurting themselves and you know, just up walking around and falling over things. It's just amazing the reach and the grasp of Alzheimer's has on a patient's mind.
Yeah.
And when you walk into a room and your mother or your grandfather doesn't know who you are, or is afraid of you because you're a stranger,
yeah.
If you tell me that don't hurt, you have no heart.
It's heart-wrenching.
And it is.
I've never personally had an experience with anyone in my family with Alzheimer's. I guess I could be fortunate for that, but almost 80% of the people on our crew and our cast have had experiences, and a lot of the people are donating their time, they're volunteering, they're chipping in what they can because they feel very strongly about this issue and they want to help raise awareness and bring this to light. And so we're very grateful for all the contribution and the support we've gotten so far.
That's awesome. That's awesome. You know, our co-producer is Ms. Rhea Roma of Hollywood, and she is also a female producer and filmmaker and that sort of thing. and she kind of broke down the barriers a few years ago between the males and the females. Do you find, or what do you think of the difference between male and female producers that may be becoming different today because of all the things that are made available to everybody?
Well, I think that the majority of producers, oddly enough, are female, but the reverse is true with directing. And that was kind of a cultural shock I had to deal with because I was used to being a very strong female producer amongst a whole bunch of other strong female producers. And then when I made the transition into directing, it's like crickets out there. There are so few other women directors really at the top of the Hollywood system right now. But there's a lot of us out there. Just no one knows about us. And, you know, we're all scrapping down here at the bottom trying to do relevant work and trying to get recognition and make pieces and art that make a difference and raise awareness and, you know, impact people's lives. And we're just not given really the opportunity to do that. So you'll find most female producers kind of scrapping around at the bottom of the independent film world, just trying to scrap together money and pull it together and pull their crews together and pull their stories together with very limited resources. You know, we don't get millions and millions of dollars are being thrown at us to see our visions come to life.
Well,
and so we have to be really creative, and we have to really want it, and we have to be. Honestly, we have to be pretty aggressive and pretty ruthless and say, this is what I want, I deserve it, and I know how to bring a good story to life. And that's what I'm trying to do, is just, you know, you just have to kind of prove yourself more than I think male directors do.
I see. Yeah, well, that probably makes sense. That's, maybe it ain't right, but it makes sense, I guess.
Well, you know, it is what it is.
That's it.
For everything, but you know, there's kind of a movement going on right now where more and more female directors are getting recognition, and at more and more really relative film festivals like Sundance and Cannes and Berlin and some of these other bigger festivals, that they are having more and more women make appearances and winning awards and stuff like that. So it's kind of on the rise, and it's improving, which is a good sign.
Can you tell me why Fragile Storm is so important to you?
I think as a filmmaker, we all, as a producer and a director, you're always looking for really good material. You know, there are hundreds of thousands of scripts that fly around Hollywood in any given year or decade, and most of them just aren't really good. They're just not, they may have a good concept, or, you know, maybe there's something about it, but to find a piece of material that really kind of works on all levels is really, really hard. And this script came to me initially from a script contest that my company ran 2 years ago, where we just opened it up to all my friends on Facebook and people that I knew through social media. And I said, hey, you know, we're just looking for a 5-page script that we can shoot over the course of a weekend. And over 300 submissions.
Wow.
And out of those 300, oddly enough, you're saying you have some listeners in the UK. Oddly enough, it was a young mom in the UK that won the script contest with this story.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, and once the script started going out and it went out to actors and agents and stuff like that, it just took off and the buzz was incredible. And a lot of people in Hollywood were talking about it, and a lot of really strong actors wanted to be in it and have the opportunity to play these really intense, complex roles. And it just got a lot of buzz kind of generated about it. And I think, for me, not only did it appeal to me because of the strength of the material, but on top of that, to also have it be relevant and raise awareness about such a significant issue that's going on in this country, it was like a home run. You know, it's cinematic, it's complex, it's heartbreaking, it's terrifying, it's violent, it's beautiful, it's brutal, it's visual, it's all of these things, and on top of that, I get to maybe hopefully make a difference. And that's like a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for a lot of us.
I would say it is. I mean, you only get so many chances to make yourself known and get your word out there. So, got to make hay while the sun shines.
And I got really lucky. Exactly, and I got really lucky too that everything for the shoot, we're shooting really soon coming up, and we're just trying to raise the rest of the money that we need to get there, but everything's aligning perfectly. I got a really experienced director of photography who just shot two Bruce Willis movies, so we have like an A-list cinematographer. Lance Henriksen loved the script and immediately agreed to do it, and I just met with him this morning. Actually, we had a wardrobe fitting and talked about the script, and he's so excited about this. He's so dedicated and so eager to jump into this role. I've got excellent producers working with me, an art department that's unbelievable, a costume designer. It's like everything's just lining up. And so we're really hoping to just make it the best film it can possibly be.
I think you will succeed at that.
Well, thank you. We're trying really hard.
I'm sure you are. I'm sure.
So, you know, things cost a lot of money in Hollywood, and we're doing everything top notch. You know, we've got an A-list actor attached. We've got, you know, professional people that are coming in and volunteering and donating their time, but there's still an incredible amount of cost associated with it. So one of the ways that has always worked for me in the past, all of my films so far I've successfully raised the money for through crowdfunding. And what crowdfunding is, for those people who aren't familiar with the term, it means instead of going to like one or two people for a large amount of money, you reach out to a whole bunch of people for a small amount of money.
Is that what Indiegogo is?
That is exactly what Indiegogo is. Indiegogo and Kickstarter are probably the two most familiar platforms that people have heard of. Kickstarter is an all-or-nothing campaign, and we just weren't quite willing to really commit to that because we knew, like, let's raise as much money as we can, and then we'll figure out how to make it work. But so we decided to go with Indiegogo, which allows you to do an all-or-nothing campaign or a flexible campaign, which means you get to keep whatever you raise.
Sounds great.
That's what we're doing with Indiegogo, and we have a campaign running right now. The goal is pretty high because of the high production value that we're shooting for, and we're just asking people to, you know, check it out, go look at the perks that we're offering, the rewards that we'll give you for donating and participating. There are all kinds of, like, for people who want to be involved in the process and kind of follow along with the making of the film, we're also offering producer credits to anyone who wants to donate and get involved. So there's a lot of great things there for people to check out, and they can really feel like they're a part of the film.
Yeah, I was kind of looking over that. You got some pretty interesting perks there, especially for somebody like me. I collect autographs, and if I certainly had enough money to donate, I would donate to get the cast signed photo.
Oh, perfect.
I mean, you know, that's a bit of money, but you know what you get with that, and your name in the independent movie database online. It goes on forever. I mean, you'll always be there, and where else can you go and help fund a movie and be a part of it and set it home at your house and be a part of something, like I say.
Absolutely. I mean, that's the great thing about film. It's once you finish a film, it is out there. It exists forever in perpetuity. And, you know, like you said, IMDb, the Internet Movie Database, we're offering perks there for credits. You can even do as little as a special thanks credit, which is one of our lower perk amounts. And we do have the original autograph cast photo, which goes for, I think, $500. Mm-hmm. But for only $100, which is a really good price point, you'll get a digital copy of that, as well as just looking over it right here. I've lost my own train of thought. You got me all excited about my movie, and now I'm going to have to go back to this part of it. But yeah, there's and also one of the cool things that Lance is doing, for those of you who are fans of his, he has this beautiful deep voice. I don't know if you've ever heard his voice, but it's just mesmerizing and captivating. And he's going to do a special audio taped thank you to everyone who donates at a certain level.
That's special.
Yeah, so at the $100 level, you're getting the autographed script with my notes on it, which is also signed by Lance, Mackenzie Mason, and Jody Jarrus. Those are other two actors. So all three actors are going to sign that. You'll get a DVD of the finished film, you know, Lance's audio thank you, the autographed cast photo that you were talking about,
mm-hmm.
And the other thing, which is really important, for as little as $25, you'll get an online link to the film way before it's released to the public. And
that's
what's
pretty
so
nice.
Valuable about that is that once you finish a film and you put it on the film, you have to kind of keep it sequestered. Like, film festivals want exclusive premieres. They don't want to show a film at their festival that's already been all over the internet or it's already been to 1,000 other festivals or whatever. They want exclusivity. So while you're on the film festival circuit, you have to kind of keep your film sequestered and under wraps. So for $25, you'll get a link to the film as soon as it's finished, and that may be as much as 6 months in advance before the public ever sees it.
You know, that's a great buy because most films are at least $20.
Exactly. And you'll have the online link, and we'll do a digital download as well, so you can own the digital download. We also have DVDs and Blu-rays. So, I mean, we have all kinds of perks at all kinds of levels. And like I said, if anyone is interested in the IMDb credits, the other thing we do is we will promote your IMDb profile on our Facebook page. And I have over 12,600 followers all in the film business. So if you're in the business and you're looking for IMDb credits, that can help get a lot of exposure for you as well, which is a really cool perk.
It's all pretty cool.
It is. And the other thing we've done, which is really unusual, which nobody does, we believe in the script and the strength of the material so much that if you go to our Indiegogo campaign page, we have actually posted the script for people to read.
Wow.
Nobody does that.
Yeah. Can you give me the direct address so that people that are listening might be able to, or can you give me an address and then maybe a way to search to find what you're looking for?
Yeah, there's a couple ways you can go about it. Indiegogo's actual URL links are pretty long. They don't really make that terribly easy for you. But what we've done to make it easy for people is they could just go to fragilestorm.com.
Oh, okay.
And we have a link to the Indiegogo campaign there. Or if you go straight to the Indiegogo, if you're familiar with the site and go straight to Indiegogo.com,
okay.
You can do a keyword search for Fragile Storm. It'll come up that way as well.
That's awesome. I think everybody should at least consider doing that. I mean, how cool is that? That's an icon. You know, like I said earlier, I collect autographs and all these things, and I do it because I enjoy it, but I also do it because I want my grandkids and my kids and their kids to know what their pappy was in the middle of and what he did in his life, and you know, having those things kind of just make it more of a visual for kids, and I mean, those things last forever if you take care of them, like anything else. And I just don't see anybody with any amount of money to spend could pass that up.
Yeah, and you know what? You can donate for as little as $15. Our lowest perk level is $15. And what that's going to give you is a thank you on our website, which will also always be there forever. And you can donate less. The system will let you actually just contribute any amount.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not associated with the perk. So let's say you just wanted to donate $5 or $10. There's no perk associated with that, but you could still donate just to support the film. But for as little as $15, you'll get your name branded on our website forever and our list of thank yous. And then from there on up, you can get the online link and the DVDs and the Blu-rays and the copies of the scripts and the photos and all that other cool stuff. Lance's audio thank you. And the other thing, too, you know, is I always tell people, it's like, look, you know, if you really just can't afford to donate anything, sharing the link and spreading the word really helps us as well. Because, like I said, the whole concept behind crowdfunding is it's a little bit of money from a lot of people. So you may not have $15 to donate, but maybe someone you know has an experience with Alzheimer's, or they're a Lance Henriksen fan, or they just love to support female, you know, filmmakers or independent film in general. You know, who doesn't have $10, $15 to support, you know, in my opinion, what is probably one of the most beautiful short films, I think, beautiful short film scripts I've ever read. And in all modesty, but the story, the concept that the original writer came up with was just outstanding. And it's the most important, most powerful, most complex short film I'll probably ever make.
Well, you know, it sounds like you know what you're doing and you know what you want and you know how to go about getting it.
Well, I hope so. It feels like the right thing. I mean, the response has been fantastic. My whole cast and crew are so supportive and so excited about the whole thing, and we're just determined to make it happen. And you know, the more money we raise, the more we can get certain things paid for, and we can make sure that the quality level is where it needs to be. We just really feel like if any short film deserves to have a lot of money thrown at it, it's this one. And I think with the type of script we have, with the level of actors and crew that we have, we're really hoping to get some serious consideration from the Academy, you know, this year, the Academy Awards, and maybe get some kind of Oscar nomination for this film. That's kind of our goal.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
Really would be, and I do believe, I honestly feel like I've seen short films with less to offer than this film win Academy Award. So as long as we can get the money that we need to buy the equipment and the resources that we need to make sure our production values are good, I think we have a real serious shot at it.
Well, you know, I think you're on the right right road, and I really wish you all the best. Honestly, I do, because I have been in the middle of the Alzheimer's fight for quite a long time, and like I said, I don't know the technical parts of all of it, but I do assist people learning to walk again, and you know, a lot of the things that Alzheimer's affects people in a lot of ways, and it's not just forgetting your name, and it's not forgetting this, that, and the other. I mean, it involves walking. It involves, you know, your hands always have to be doing something, and you have to keep these people safe all the time. And, you know, it's a lot of work. And if we can get this video out there, the movie, I shouldn't call it a video, but if we get this movie out here in the hands of the people and let them learn about Alzheimer's, even if they don't donate to this, maybe they'll see the movie, go back and donate to an Alzheimer's fund somewhere else. I mean, it all kind of has to tie in together, you know. If they didn't know it now, and they can see it later, maybe they can put some money down on the future.
Absolutely, and one of our goals with this film was to keep it as short as possible, to still tell the story and have the emotional impact that we need to have, but keep it as short as possible because that gives it the best chance to go viral and to be shared. And our ultimate goal with this film is to have as many people see it as possible, to raise as much awareness as we possibly can.
Great. Before I let you go, I'll ask you one more thing. Tell us about Palm Street Films.
Palm Street Films is my production company that I created about 4 years ago, I guess. And we do both short films and feature films. Because this particular film is so important to me, we're really just focusing on this right now. But then after this film is finished next year, we're going to launch into our first feature film, which is going to be really exciting. And it's just, you know, we're based out of Los Angeles, which is great. We've managed to make a lot of contacts out here and really kind of build up the brand and build up the company. And we're just looking to just make more movies, you know, that tell relevant stories and emotion. I tend to gravitate to emotional material. That's kind of my thing. And we're just hoping to, at some point, be, you know, supported enough and have enough finances and resources to just keep making beautiful films.
Well, I support you 100%. If there's ever anything I can do for you in the future, another interview, whatever I can do, feel free to ask.
Well, yeah, let me know what you guys are interested in the future. Maybe we can get Lance to come on and talk about the film at some point. We're going to videotape interviews with him this weekend while we're on set. And, you know, we can share that with people. So, you know, if you and your listeners can just go to either Facebook and, you know, find our Fragile Storm Facebook page there, or go to the website, fragilestorm.com, that's where we'll be sharing all of that stuff.
Can you give me your Facebook information, maybe your Twitter?
The Facebook is, I'll give you the exact URL for Facebook. You can just do a keyword search on Facebook and it'll come up. But the URL on Facebook is facebook.com/fragilestormfilm.
Okay.
And then our Twitter, Palm Street Films has its own Twitter, so Palm Street Films is the handle for the company. And then the film's Twitter is fragile_storm.
Okay. All right. Before I let you go, is there anything else you want to tell us, Dawn?
No, other than based on what we just said, you can also just go to fragilestorm.com, and the Twitter and the Facebook have a link directly okay. through there as well.
All right, great. Well, I've really
I think that's good.
I really enjoyed talking to you. It's been a blast.
Thank you, Steve. You too.
You're
and
welcome.
If you're ever- to LA, let me know. You can come by the production office and we'll give you a tour.
I'd sure like that. If you'll hang on one moment.
Okay, sure.
I need to let everyone know that Stars on Tap is brought to you by LexingtonBroadcasting.com's Kickin' Country USA for the very best and top 40 country music on the internet. I'd like to mention our co-producer, Miss Rhea Roma of Los Angeles. She runs an animal rescue shelter in the greater Los Angeles area. We really thank Rhea for what she does for us here at Stars on Tap. I'd like to mention Betty Martin. She's our technical advisor. What I can't fix, Betty can. What I don't understand, she does. So we appreciate what Betty does, and we love her as always. Thank you, Betty. I'd like to mention our radio affiliates, which are Space Coast iRadio out of Melbourne, Florida. Jimmy Lawson runs a country station in Florida and plays this show and a couple of others that we run. And also I'd like to mention Steve Harris of Starlight UK and Soul USA Radio over in the UK for playing this show. I'd also like to mention OperationBlanketsOfLove.org, where you can take a blanket or a sheet, a towel, any kind of a linen item, and donate it to a shelter for an animal to lay on and get warm and wait to be adopted. I'd also like to mention SavingK9LivesPlus.org. My friend Bobby Kimball runs this rescue center in the greater Los Angeles area, and they need help all the time as well. And I'd also like to thank God for the opportunity of being here with you today. And as always, enjoy your music.